You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Radiant Cash Management Services shares saw a premium listing on the bourses on Wednesday after the IPO closed last week. The shares opened at a 9.5% premium amid a negative domestic market, listing at Rs. 103 on the NSE as compared to the public issue price of Rs. 94. The market had predicted a muted listing since the IPO received cold shoulder from investors. Radiant Cash Management's grey market premium fell ahead of listing. The IPO opened for subscription for retail investors on 23rd December and concluded on 27th December. The price band of the issue was set at Rs. 94 to 99 per share. The integrated cash logistics player's IPO has been booked 0.53 times. Qualified institutional buyers oversubscribed for the reserved portion, bidding 1.01 times. Meanwhile, India's services PMI for December showed an improvement with a quicker upturn in new business, according to S&P Global. The services industry saw activity increase at the fastest pace in 6 months during December 2022 amid robust demand. More jobs were created and companies remained strongly upbeat towards year-end outlook. This was despite the sharp rise in companies' expenditures. S&P Global India Services PMI Business Activity Index rose from 56.4 in November to 58.5 in December. This shows the strongest rate of expansion since mid-2022. As we head into 2023, companies signal strong optimism towards the outlook for output, said Pollyanna De Lima, Economics Associate Director at S&P Global Market Intelligence. S&P Global said that the Indian service providers readjusted their capacities to accommodate for rising new business via further recruitment drives in December, and the pace of job creation was above its long-run average. In some legal drama, the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal on Wednesday directed Google to pay 10% of the Rs. 1,337.76 crore penalty imposed on the tech giant by fair trade regulator CCI. A two-member bench, however, declined to grant any immediate stay the operations of Competition Commission of India penalty and said it would pass any order after hearing out other parties. The Appellate Tribunal has issued notices to CCI and directed to list the matter on February 13 for hearing over interim stay. The NCLAT direction came over a petition filed by Google challenging the CCI order on the tech giant abusing its dominant position in multiple markets in the Android mobile device ecosystem, saying the verdict is a setback for Indian users and will make such devices more expensive in the country. On October 20th last year, CCI slapped a penalty of Rs. 1,337.76 crore on Google for anti-competitive practices in relation to Android mobile devices. In the October ruling, CCI had also ordered the internet major to cease and desist from various unfair business practices. In the automobile sector, as per sources, Financial Express Online learns that while there has been a consensus amongst various stakeholders for the need to have a battery swapping policy, the standards for the same has been a matter of debate. In a meeting on January 3rd, the Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs had tried to get companies to agree upon a battery standard for swapping to further help accelerate and provide impetus to the electric vehicle industry. The idea was to find a common ground and fix the outer dimension of the battery for players who would want to avail the government subsidy under the policy. In fact, there has been no consensus on the standards which were to be formulated by the Bureau of Indian Standards yet. It would focus on three aspects: battery, connectors, and battery management systems. This would allow consumers to take advantage of the battery swapping ecosystem without being tied down to one company or network. Now it is learned that the government is no mood to delay the policy and wants to expedite the whole process. Moving on, Captain Shiva Chauhan has become the first woman officer to get operationally deployed at the world's highest battlefield, Siachen, after a month of arduous training at Siachen Battle School, along with other personnel. Captain Chauhan from Rajasthan is a Bengal sapper officer. She got inducted to the Siachen Glacier on January 2, 2023 after an arduous climb. The team of sappers led by Captain Shiva Chauhan will be responsible for numerous combat engineering tasks and will be deployed at the post for a duration of 3 months. Lastly, the share market. Benchmark indices ended lower on January 4th amid selling across the sectors. At close, the Sensex was down 636.75 points, or 1.04% at 60,657.45, and the Nifty was down 189.50 points, or 1.04% at 18,043. About 1,154 shares have advanced, 2,230 shares declined, and 135 shares are unchanged. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.